Welcome back to Here at Goldberg. Today we'll be talking about the arrest of Styx Hexenhammer 666 and how this plays into a pattern of behavior previously noted in the video on the Black Pill and the perils of normie dating. So, still early days, innocent until proven guilty, could be acquitted, could take a plea deal, might in fact be convicted. We won't know for now. If I've made a mistake, by the way, please annotate it in the comments so no one is getting the wrong information. But what they're saying is, he took a plane ride down to New Orleans. By the way, Goldberg has been there. Highly recommend. Great food, music, attractions. You have within the city those neighborhoods where the trees kind of arc over the road and also in the parks. You can drive out to the bayou, but preferably don't drive into it. Lafayette's okay. Lafayette's a little run down, I found, but they've got that really great burger place. Run by, it was an Italian family going back for generations, and their theme was that they would never offer French fries. They'd give you chips instead. Low cost, actually delicious burgers. The only downside about New Orleans that I came across was the homeless, and then those guys who are hopped up on MJ, and they come up to you, and the ones in front, oh, I love your shoes, man, and the other ones behind you trying to pickpocket. But that's why you just keep it moving. Like, if you're traveling in a third world country, which arguably some US cities are, just keep going. Just don't stop. Don't be glued to your phone. Don't let them come and corner you, because that's what they'll do. Sometimes these homeless, like three will come up to you on a bench. Or if you're, you know, if you've got a place, there's no way to exit. Just avoid that. Always be alert and you'll be very likely alive. But they're saying Styx was having a great time in the presence of a female. And something happened. There was an altercation. Now no PD's showing up, and it's like, all right, everyone, fuck. Now what's going to occur? We don't know for certain. This is the charge listed: domestic abuse, battery. I also read elsewhere there might be a restraining order against him. It doesn't mean the end of the day. It could just be pled down. Like I said, acquitted. The problem is it's a foundation that builds on other unfortunate trends. And I'm hoping he can course correct before it becomes incredibly destructive for his own life or those around him. This girl provides a bit more analysis, and it was funny in her comment section, this one guy's going, oh, this is tragic. Styx has been instrumental to my political development.
Yeah, that's brutal. You really wonder. That's something you don't say. It would be akin to me going, I wouldn't understand the world had it not been for Dave Wubin. Yeah, just please, just keep it to yourself, man. Read some James Burnham, maybe. Read some Nietzsche. Read some, I don't know. I don't even want to say Bap, because Bap is pretty cringe. And then you found out who Bap actually was, and it sort of made sense. There's also a claim from Undead Chronic, oh, you simps and cucks, that there's a video supposedly with Styx waving a sword and chasing a woman like, oh, I don't know if that's correct. If it is and someone gets a hold of it, that could be bad for him in the legal sense. It all depends this particular woman, because it's not his wife from Europe or his ex-wife. This is either an ex-girlfriend or another ex-wife. The guy's been married more than most MGTOWs. So if she just says, no big deal, keep it moving, but if she chooses to pounce on this, yeah, we could be looking at some more serious conditions. So he apparently spent maybe 5 days, if not a whole week, in prison. Now he's released and he's going to go through the legal process, as we noted earlier. The tragedy here is that Styx is maybe not a rags to riches story, but he is, let's say, a McDonald's to Rufus Chris saga. He was living in penury up in Rutland, and Rutland, for those of you who don't know, it has, unless he wanted to shave his beard and become a police officer, he'd have to maybe work at Walmart. They have a pretty cool coffee shop, though, or he could be a librarian. They have a nice institution there. Apart from that, he wasn't in great shape. So this is back when he was doing the videos, almost like a little apparition in a corner of his room. You couldn't see his face well, and he said he was broke. He needed money. The key thing here, he probably thinks that he's smart and it's merit. That's where he got to the top. In reality, a lot of it was luck, because if he had remained as a progressive libertarian, he would not have had all these followers, I suspect, unless he went the destiny route. He jumped on the Trump bandwagon,
when it was hot. And that's very key. His content was also kosher enough that he didn't get deep sixed, i.e. as in Nick Fuentes or James Alsup, Stefan Molyneux. He was able to keep it going and develop a steady stream of income, which is fantastic. Now, most Gen X or Boomer Trump supporters, they wouldn't be friends with this guy in real life. But because he says what they want to hear, he turns it into a great business. It's kind of like Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, the guy doesn't really belong in conservative movement, but because he's always giving that nice comfort food, he's a multimillionaire. Like, folks will still put in my comment section about the 2000 Mules documentary, even though the production company, Salem, they said, we don't want anything to do with this, we disavow it, because once they started trying to test those claims in court, it turned out they weren't holding up, they were melting, and that could get you sued. So it is what it is. Mind you, I give him credit for making money off of the Trump supporters, which is far preferable to attempting to debate with him. You're not going to make it through. It's just a waste of time and energy. And no, don't rage pill and go, oh, he's anti-Trump. I actually voted for him in this upcoming election half-heartedly. It was a choice between him and brother Amr Metwali. Peace be upon him. They would say, fine, last time I'm probably going to vote, we'll go in the Trump direction just for the meme. The problem, returning to Styx, is that despite amassing a pretty decent independent financial position wherein he can focus on stuff he loves, like the occult, he's now jeopardizing it on these silly romantic endeavors and campaigns. So the European girl used her little YouTube channel to reel him in, and they get married, they have a kid which is at least officially his, that's what I've heard. So, but it doesn't work out, whether that was his fault or her own, I don't know. But it should be a lesson learned, because he comes back to the U.S. and this girl who now he's entangled with was a ex-girlfriend. It's like, why? What's the point? Is it codependency? You have to have a woman around? You know, a Chinese historian had done a video on the difficulties of the dating market. And some guy responds saying, well, you could just be a Zen monk. And another dude is reacting to him somewhat passive-aggressively. I disagree. As a Japanese guy with a 5-year live-in Korean girlfriend. Okay, who are you impressing? Gen Xers? Boomers? I mean, unless you're dead set on being a family man, having a bunch of kids, keeping a woman in your life, living with her, solving her problems, for what purpose? So you can beat off inside once in a while so she can blow you? I mean, I guess that's the motivating factor. It reminds me, who's that weasel, the one who sounds like a pre-recorded customer service message? Oh, think before you sleep. Yeah, he was talking about rehab room. He goes like, I mean, has he even had a girlfriend, like, gone outside? What's the point of having a girlfriend? What's the advantage, dude? Especially in the Western world. Yeah, I was in CDMX recently, and Hinge doesn't work well for me overseas, but lo and behold, this girl, I think she was a teacher there, almost 6-foot-tall blonde. She likes my profile. Face was a bit homely, but I said, what the hell? So I message her, and immediately she goes into the typical toxic Western female mode. I'll respond when I want to, like once a day. I'll never advance the conversation. I'll always make you wait on me. And that's what they do, even in the US. They treat men like this because they want to make it clear, if they give you an opportunity, then never expect them to be on time, committed. Never expect them to keep their word, respect you, or be available for you when you need them. No. You have to just suffer in silence. And this is how they try to operate. So why is Styx, who especially is a target, being a YouTuber, having, you know, these revenue streams, why is he wasting his time on these Western females? Ultimately, whether it's Styx or some other fellow, men have to face the fact that they are not an exception to the rule. Tom Brady, Jeff Bezos, sell immensely talented, wealthy, they both took gut punches. Oh, but you'll be different. Oh, I can outrun the algorithm. I'm so clever. Not going to happen. In the case of Styx, it only takes one criminal defense case paying those fees or a lawsuit settled in her favor, whether the allegations are true or not. You know how courts work. And he's going to be kicked back to peanut butter and poverty cell status in Rutland. What's he going to do then? Work at Walmart? Taco Bell? Here's your order. Peace out. I mean, this is not desirable. You have to have a different plan. I remember when I was more active on YouTube, I had a number of girls hitting me up trying to, they would admit they wanted to cheat on their boyfriend, or their motivations to be with you are so wrong. So you have to put the brakes on it. In his case, Styx, find your way to Colombia, to El Salvador, to Thailand. I know that, of course, nomad capitalist, he's a little bit of a waffler when it comes to marriage. Well, I actually disagree with you guys, but he's got good economic content. And any of these other locations, your money's going to go further. You have a different regime when it comes to dealing with females. If you want a relationship, you can have it. If you want to deal with them hands off, you can do that as well. The difference is that they have more to lose by screwing you over than you do in reverse or in the United States, right? Because these females, they can set you up and you're done. So I hope it's a wake-up call to men, whether it's Styx or others in the same position. You can't assume it's going to go on forever. In future, especially if we have AI, we have automation, the economy contracts, more guys, even if you have like 20, 30,000 subs, they're going to be targeting you because, oh yeah, he might have something I can get, whether it's clout, whether it's money, stay away from that. Go to other parts of the world where you're treated better. That should be the objective of a lot of guys. Or if you want, you can stay in these toxic relationships, but it's probably going to cost you emotionally and financially.